It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what's going on? It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. Some people love it. I don't mind it. You know, some people hate it. But for me personally, just kind of a day to show your appreciation to somebody. So we're going to make this a quick little podcast. I got to run to Costco and get some flowers. That's my little Valentine's Day secret. If you live near a Costco, best place to get flowers. They're cheap and they actually live a long time. So that's the plan. So with that said, I got to get this podcast rolling so I can get over there before they're all gone. And today on the podcast is going to be mainly NBA and college basketball discussion. Got plenty of action in both of those sports tonight. If you're a hockey fan, you can find action there pretty much everywhere for the NHL. But again, I'd rather give no information than bad information concerning hockey tonight. So maybe we'll bring an expert on here in the next day or so to talk some hockey with us for you big NHL fans. But in the meantime, let's get rolling with some NBA talk. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game. Pretty busy night in the NBA. Got some interesting matchups, to say the very least. And let's start it off with the Heat and the Pacers. The Heat, they've been playing really well, and Dwayne Wade seems to really do well against Indiana. He's a guy you might want to take a look at tonight at that shooting guard position, which has been kind of questionable to find much consistency. Didn't have a great game last night against that blowout against Milwaukee, but he's topped 40 points in each of the last two games against the Pacers, so he looks like a solid guy to go with tonight. David West has scored 25 fantasy points on average over the last seven games, so he's seemingly starting to put it together a little bit more from a fantasy perspective with Indiana. But the bottom line is the Pacers have lost three straight. Miami, they're off to the best start in franchise history. So I think this is going to be maybe not a one-sided game, since this game is in Indiana and the Heat did have to play last night. But I do like the Heat to end up winning this game against Indiana. This is the game I know everybody's eyes will be on to see whether or not Jeremy Lin can continue his dominance, really, at the point guard position. The first news coming out of the game is Amari Stoudemire looks like he will return for the Knicks. Some people question how he's going to do with Jeremy Lin. I honestly think he's going to thrive. I think he will be much better than he was before, because Lin is a lot more along the lines of Steve Nash and the way that he runs the pick and roll, the way he runs the point guard position. And I fully expect Amari Stoudemire to return and have a nice game and make an impact for the Knicks. Jeremy Lin, if you're curious of the salaries, here's what we got for tonight on this kid. 6.6K on FanDuel, 15.4K on Draft Street, 138K on Daily Joust, and 18 bucks on Fantasy Sports Live. This has to be one of the fastest rises I've ever seen for a salary on FanDuel. And I'm glad that they're, you know, not going up slow with this guy, because obviously everybody's going to keep taking him. At 6.6K, he's still a steal. I mean, obviously, if he's going to continue this trend of not scoring less than 34 fantasy points a night, you know, he's got to be more in the 8K range. But 6.6 is starting to go in the right direction. Hopefully, they continue to raise that, because honestly, it's no fun when everybody has the same players. And you look at Draft Street, 15.4K. That's pretty hefty price to pay. And the 138 on Joust isn't enormous, but compared to some of the other players you can get, it's, you know, it's kind of that range where, do I go with a John Wall or do I go with a Jeremy Lin? The name makes you think John Wall, but obviously the production lately, Jeremy Lin has certainly been paying for himself. So the one thing about this story that I think is overlooked, I think so many people want to make a big deal about, you know, him being Asian American, and I don't think that matters whatsoever. You know, people will say, well, he looks different, that's why we're pulling for him. I honestly don't. You know, I think there's two things that make this a great story. One is that he came out of Harvard and been cut a whole bunch of times and basically never been given an opportunity to make it in the NBA. And when he got that opportunity, he did something amazing with it. But the side that I think is not being discussed, which is the most important thing to his rise of popularity, is the fact that the Knicks have not lost since he started as their point guard. To me, that is the key in this whole story, because – The Knicks winning is great for the league. I mean, the city of New York just loves basketball. It's a basketball town. And if they were 0-6 instead of 6-0, there wouldn't be this thing called Linsanity. It would probably be, well, how much longer until Mike D'Antoni is going to get fired? But the fact that he's putting up big numbers in their winning ball games is the ultimate key to this one. And I think that's what makes this just such a terrific story. Looking at the Raptors side of this matchup, though, DeMar DeRozan has scored 21 and 36 points in the last two games against the Knicks, so he might be ready to break out with a nice game tonight. Jose Calderon, 36, 37, 29. Those are his fantasy points in the last three games. So his price is going up a little bit, but the production has certainly kicked in. And if there's a big man on the Raptors I like, it's James Johnson. I'm rolling with him these days. He has been filling up the stat sheet in numerous categories. So that's the big that I like out there with Toronto. Moving on to the Spurs and the Pistons, not an exciting matchup, but Manu Ginobili is back. He's not really playing full minutes yet, so I'd avoid him. But Tim Duncan, I mean, everybody talked about like Paul Pierce returning to form, but how about Tim Duncan returning to form? This guy's four straight double-doubles, 34 fantasy point average over his last seven games. I mean, the guy has really stepped up his game lately. And it's never fun paying $15K on Draft Street for Tim Duncan, because he's probably not going to put up a 50 spot for you, but he's just been so darn consistent in his career. And against this matchup against the Pistons, I think he'll probably have a good game. And Detroit really has no offense at all whatsoever, and this isn't really a good matchup for them, so I'd avoid most of the Pistons tonight. Chicago and the Kings, Derrick Rose is doubtful, making C.J. Watson obviously another smart play. Joakim Noah has been playing out of his mind lately, 14 points, 11 boards over his last five games. That's the kind of consistent numbers we saw from him last year. Carlos Boozer's also done well when Rose has been out of the lineup, kind of picked up the offense a little bit. He had 16 points, 15 boards in the last game against Sacramento. As for the Kings, you got DeMarcus Cousins, 21 and 13 average over his last five, including a 15.12 rebound game in December against the Bulls. Utah's playing their third game in I guess that's it. Let's move on to the next game. That would be Utah and Oklahoma City, where Utah is playing their third game in three nights. And you got to think they're going to have some heavy legs. But a lot of the starters sat out the fourth quarter, not because they were winning, because they were playing terrible. But I think we could see a blowout this one. OKC is very tough at home. And the recent matchup between these two, Utah limited Kevin Durant to 10 shots in Friday's game. But I really don't expect that to happen again, certainly at Oklahoma City. And, you know, Durant, Westbrook, always smart plays in that matchup. Rockets and Grizzlies tonight. Kevin Martin got out of his scoring funk, going for 28 points the last game. He's got a nice point per game average of 25 against Memphis. I think it's like the third highest out of anybody against the Grizzlies, behind like LeBron and maybe Kobe. So Kevin Martin looks like maybe a good play tonight. Houston's been playing bad perimeter defense, allowing 44% shooting from three-point range in the last four games. But the problem is Memphis doesn't really have gunners. They don't really have sharpshooters. Maybe O.J. Mayo, you can consider him. Maybe he'll bounce back from a bad game. But for the most part, Memphis, their inconsistencies has really kind of kept me away from some of the players on their team. Denver, they've averaged 121 points a game in their last eight home games against Phoenix. So you've got to think that there's going to be more scoring in this game again, especially with the Suns coming off of a game last night. Aaron Aflalo, he has been taking up some of the scoring for Denver with Gallinari out, so he might be a guy to consider. It looks like Nene and Timothy Mozgov are going to be missing from this game. So Kostas Koufos will get the start for Denver. Could be a nice value play there at the center position. Al Harrington, look for him to have a nice game tonight. I think he's going to get a few more minutes with Nene out, and Phoenix does not really guard the low post. And not that Harrington's a post player, but he is more of a bigger player. So I think he's a guy who could benefit from their poor defense. Gortat had a nice game last night, 25 and 12. Probably can repeat that against a softer Denver interior. Wizards, they take on the Trailblazers tonight, and Wizards are just an abomination on the road. They are just so bad. Portland, on the other hand, is a great home team, so I'm pretty much smelling a blowout here. But JaVale McGee has picked it up the last two games. He was in a big funk there lately, but 39 and 33 fantasy points in the last two. I would stay away from John Wall tonight. Only 9 points per game in the two games against Portland last year, and he also averaged 8 turnovers turnovers in that game. So I think you can find a better option at the point guard position than John Wall this evening. Marcus Camby could be hurt if that happens. Nick Batum will get the start. Make sure you check our Twitter feed at RotoGrinders for all those up-to-date injury news. And lastly, Atlanta takes on the Lakers. Josh Smith only averaging 8 points per game in the last four games in L.A., so maybe a night you want to stay away from him. But the guy who's been putting up solid numbers is Pau Gasol, 34 fantasy points per game averaged in the last seven. Andrew Bynum struggled a little bit in the last two games, and so I might stay away from him. The key for Atlanta is Joe Johnson, but the problem with him is there's no predicting whether his shots are going to fall. If they're falling, Atlanta's got a shot. If they're not, he usually puts up bad numbers, and Atlanta loses, and that's really what's been happening lately. The one guy, out of all the guys who've been showing consistency, it's Zaza Pachulia. 24, 24, 23, 22. Those are the fantasy output by Zaza over the last four games. So he's been pretty solid there for the Atlanta Hawks. So that's the rundown of the NBA tonight. Lots of places to play, and best of luck in your games. I want to take a quick moment to say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. It is true. Solo Survivor Tournament number 3 is starting up. If you haven't played that, make sure you give it a try. But you have to have won a solo contest within the past 7 days. If you did that, then you are eligible to join this Solo Survivor contest. It starts tonight. $250 prize pool to whoever the last person is standing in winning NBA solo contest. And hopefully they expand this beyond NBA, maybe to NHL or college basketball. I think there'd be some interest in that as well. So great tournament going on there at Daily Joust. Also, the Super Joust contest, Super Joust 2, $10,000 prize pool and NBA finals tickets. The only way to get into that final tournament is to be playing on their site, and lots of different ways to qualify. Pretty much every night you're going to find a Super Joust qualifying tournament, so make sure you give them a try over there at Daily Joust. They're a longtime sponsor and a great daily fantasy site here, and we appreciate them sponsoring the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Before we wrap up the podcast, just going to touch on a little bit of college basketball tonight. Some news and notes you need to take note of, I should say, when you put your teams together over there on Draft Street, FanDuel, and on Joust. Alabama, if you didn't know this, they've like suspended like half their team. But it looks like some of them are going to be reinstated. But for the time being, Jermichael Green and Tony Mitchell are suspended. But here's the thing. They are their two best players. And now the question is, who is going to fill that void? Where's that opportunity going to come from? They play a Florida team tonight, so they're going to need to put some points on the board to beat the Gators. Nick Jacobs is the guy I like in the post to maybe get some more work against a Florida interior, which is not very strong. So look for Nick Jacobs to break out. And Relaford is a guy who I think could put up some nice numbers. He was one of the guys suspended, but word is he's going to return tonight. So if he does, he might be a guy to pick up some of the scoring punch. Look for Arnett Moultrie of Mississippi State to have a nice game against LSU. He went for 28-12 in the last game against the Tigers. So he's going to be a little bit more expensive, but he is a solid player, both in just scoring and also when you include rebounds, assists, and the other statistics as well. Joe Harris of Virginia. Virginia doesn't score a lot, but he is one of the guys who can put some points up on the board. Had 47 fantasy points in their last game against Clemson, including just 19 points. So I think he's a good option on Joust, Draft Street, and FanDuel tonight. And the last guy who also had a nice performance in his last matchup against the same team is Jay Crockett of Texas Tech. They take on Texas A&M. Probably not a high-scoring game here, but he did have 30 fantasy points and went for 18 points in 9 boards in that first matchup. So those are just some guys to consider tonight in college basketball. And best of luck in your matchups there as well. But with that, I've got to say goodbye to you. Thank you for checking us out. We've been the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. Follow us over there on Twitter, at RotoGrinders. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Check out our Facebook page and leave me any feedback you may have on the podcast. Dan@RotoGrinders.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great night and best of luck, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.